Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Kind World, stories about the profound effect one act can have on our lives. From WBUR Boston.
A couple of weeks after my mother had passed away, my husband and I had tickets to see King Lear. My name is Barbara Cohn, and I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts. One of our favorite actors, Peter Donagh, was playing Lear. Towards the end of the play, he's holding his youngest daughter, Cordelia, her body in his arms. This young, innocent woman is dead. First, he can't believe it. He says, "See, look, she's still breathing." And everyone around him is just hanging their heads. I mean, everyone can see that she's gone. He finally starts realizing that there is no life there. And he recites these famous lines.
"And my poor fool is hanged. No, no life. Why should a dog, a horse, a rat have life? And thou no breath at all. Thou'lt come no more. Never, 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 never."
With what had just happened, with my mother dying, it just really hit me hard. And my husband reached over and kind of held on to my hand. The next morning, I drive him to the airport and to be home in time for dinner. It was kind of his plan. He was late. Then I flipped the TV on.
The Federal Aviation Administration says Flight 1771 was spotted burning in the air over Templeton, California.
Says there are unconfirmed reports that the crew reported gunshots in the back of the plane before it went down.
And he looked at me and he said, "I don't think so." He says, "I think that one was coming down."
As many as 44 people may have died today in the crash of a commuter flight from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
And a large smoke cloud come up in the air.
A bunch of friends came over. We sat around my dining room table. They were acting like Steve was dead, and I knew he was going to walk in the door. They and I started calling the airlines. It took 10 hours to get the official call that he had been on the plane. A disgruntled airline employee got fired from his job, and what they think happened is that he shot his boss and he shot the pilots, and the plane with all 43 people went down. Nobody survived. This was December of 87. We hadn't seen a bunch of mass murders and hijackings, and 9/11 hadn't happened and any of that. You appear to be doing pretty well because you're numb. When the bricks fall, they fall on you hard.
Never.
You're crazy.
Never. Never, never, never.
Those mood shifts, I had to take an elevator up to my floor at work, okay?
Never, never.
And I used to have the insane desire to just go up to one of these men and just lay my head against his back for a minute. I just needed some comfort. King Lear, all through the play, is described as mad.
Never, never,
never. I thought, I don't think he's mad. I think he's grieving. I came across the program for King Lear. I started looking at Peter's picture, the actor, Peter Donagh, and I felt like I had something to say that only he would understand. Because he made believe he was Lear, and he was cradling his dead child, and he felt what I was feeling. And I just started writing this rambling God, tear-stained mess. I managed to get it in a mailbox. I got a call one day from Marijke, Peter Donath's wife, saying that they really wanted to meet me. Marijke was there at the box office waiting and greeted me like an old friend. Peter was there, just threw his arms around me and just hung on. He kind of pulled away and wiped his face a little bit with his hand and gave me a big smile and put his arm around me and said, come on, there's some people I want you to meet. I remember thinking partway through this party, I'm having fun. That might have been the first time I'd had that thought since December 7th. They stayed in touch for months after that. They really wanted to know, like, how are you really doing? Somehow, they knew what to do with someone as damaged as me. And in my experience the previous couple months, that was rare.
Hi, Marijke.
Hello, Barb.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah. I wish that I could share this moment with him and that he would understand it, because unfortunately his memory is pretty well totally wiped out. He's got advanced stage Alzheimer's. Sometimes I know when he's reciting lines from a play. He'll sometimes do that when he's asleep, dreaming. I'm sure you remember the scene on the heath when King Lear is going mad.
Yes.
I remember one time when he had one of these terrific tirades, and it sounded like Lear on the heath. I just suddenly said to him, Peter, are you being King Lear on the heath? And he said, yes! It's just part of his way of maybe coping with what's happening to him. Peter was and still is a very compassionate person. If his compassion in that scene helped you through a terrible period of your life, that's a great reward for him.
I don't think you can, I know maybe you can't understand what that meant to me. Your kindness is something I'll never forget, and I'll also never forget his art.
You're listening to Kind World. I'm Erica Lance. When have you felt like you were mad and wandering on the heath? Did something help you? Was it art? Was it a person? Was it a phrase or words that help express it? You can share your story at wbur.org/kindworld or find Kind World on Facebook or Twitter. And of course, subscribe to the podcast. Thanks to NPR for archival sound from December 7 and 8, 1987. And thank you for listening.